by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
This is Barbara from Harlem, and welcome to Our Urban Story. My co-host is here, Miss
BB Diamond. Hello.
And we hope you're enjoying this beautiful weather that we are having right now. And we want to give a shout out to all of our wonderful veterans for their service to America, for their devotion to the freedoms and the liberties that we only find on the shores of the United States of America.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Barbara from Harlem, for that great introduction. We do want to thank all of our veterans who have made the sacrifice of going into war, who served this country, because freedom is not free. It seems like a cliched saying, but it is absolutely very true. So on this bright, crisp Saturday, November 11th, 2017, we do want to take a moment or two out to salute our veterans.
Yes, we do.
If you come across a veteran today, please thank him or her for their service, because we need them. They are a critical part of our democracy, and we thank them, and we hope and pray that all veterans are blessed by God, and we just thank them so much for all that they have done, not only in the United States and for the United States, but around the world. I do believe that without our veterans, you'd have more countries under communist rule.
I do thank
them, and I thank them. You know, you think about World War II. Without our veterans, we'd probably be speaking German right now.
Absolutely.
And I think about the young men, mostly men, but some women, on D-Day on June 6, 1944, storming the beaches of Normandy to free France, which was under Nazi rule. So, and some of them, a lot of them, did not come back to these shores. So we pray that we pray to God and thank God for them. We pray for their safety.
Yes. I love to watch those old films about World War II. Most of the time, you know, they put me in tears because the bravery, the courage, the determination that those young men demonstrated. I mean, it was just, it's beyond description. And we owe them, you know, gratitude for all that they've done for us, who never even put on a uniform,
yep,
who never had to go on one of those U-boats and, you know, use that machine gun to defend a country. And, you know, that's why when I think about how the NFL disrespects our flag, you know, it really makes my blood boil. Because many have given their lives so that we have a flag, we have a nation,
yep,
and we do have the blessings of God that we must always remember. And I'm proud to be an American.
Absolutely. So again, we thank all veterans who have served, who are serving here and overseas. It's not easy. It's not safe. In many cases, particularly if they're serving in hot areas such as Afghanistan and Iraq.
Absolutely.
And in Africa, as we saw, we had three of our finest lose their lives. They were ambushed by ISIS in Niger, Africa, about a few weeks back. So we salute them. I want to move on to President Trump's what is perceived to be a very successful trip to Asia, and he's still in the midst of that trip. We know that he is the first president to have dined in the Forbidden City,
yes,
in China. He's the first president in modern Chinese history. Now, I just want to explain that a little bit. Before 1949, China was a monarchy, if you will. There were a lot of dynasties, the Ming Dynasty and other dynasties. In 1949, it became a communist nation under, his name escapes me now, Mao Zedong, who had won against Chiang Kai-shek. So in 1949, China became a communist country, and it became the People's Republic of China. And since 1949 forward, no American president has ever gone into the Forbidden City. So it was an honor for President Trump to be able to do that. Now, Barbara, we were talking about how former President Barack Obama was treated when he went to China.
Oh, it was totally different. He had to come out of the back end, they call it the ASS of the airplane. And he did not receive the red carpet treatment that our president today, you know, Donald mm-hmm, Trump mm-hmm. is receiving over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to mention that Forbidden City, that place took 14 years to build.
Wow.
I was looking on the internet about it, and 1 million workers.
Mm.
But this was probably the president of China was probably paying Donald Trump back, because he came to the United States and stayed at one of Donald Trump's places, you know.
Okay.
What do you call that place? Mar-a-Lago?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I guess President Xi Jinping, mm-hmm. you know, was repaying him for that. And then another thing about this president that we have, you know, he doesn't go around the world talking about the flaws and the shortcomings of Americans. You know, when you disrespect your own country, mm-hmm. just like you, if you go out and disrespect your home, you can't expect people on the outside to respect you.
Mm.
Because one thing about it, you know, you don't air your dirty laundry in public. Mm. We're not a perfect nation, but we're a far cry from being the worst. And our former president went around the world apologizing for Americans, apologizing for our success, apologizing for our creativity. And he didn't garner the respect that our present president is receiving.
Absolutely. That's very, very true. Now, it brings me talking about politics. A lot going on this past week. This past Tuesday, November 7th, there was an election, and as it is every year, somewhere in the United States, the first Tuesday or the second Tuesday in November, there is an election. So we had an election this past Tuesday, and the Democrats racked up some victories. We have to give it to them. They won in Virginia, which was a key race, because Virginia has been struggling between being conservative state and leaning toward liberalism, and they've had some significant victories in Virginia. So in Virginia, they won that. The Democrats also won the governorship of the state of New Jersey. Now, they have lost a great deal under Obama, a great deal, lost a lot of seats, lost a lot of elections, but they had two big ones this past week. We have to give it to them. And as we know, de Blasio won pretty easily in New York for a second term.
He didn't get my vote.
As the mayor of New York City. So he didn't get your vote. But
no,
what do
he
you
did
think?
Not.
What do you think happened? I think with de Blasio, I think sometimes people, New York is a liberal city.
Well, you know what? Liberal cities and liberal congregations remind me of, I'm going to use a woman who, you know, is continuously subjected to abuse. And she keeps listening to the husband who's saying, oh, give me another chance. Give me another. And she goes right back and he does it again, and it gets worse and worse and worse. That's how I think liberal voters are.
Mm.
I mean, they remind me of that, because you look at the cities that, or even the country, not the countries, but the states that liberals run, their policies are failures.
Mm.
Their policies do not work, but yet and still you keep electing them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know, look
mm-hmm.
at someone like Maxine Waters. Look at someone like that. What progress has she made in her district, in Compton?
Mm-hmm.
None.
Mm.
But just like an abused woman, you keep being, you know, beat up, beat up, beat up.
Right.
Keep doing the same thing over and over, electing the same people. They get richer. Mm-hmm. You get poorer. More businesses leave.
Mm.
And they get reelected. Virginia should not have gone back into the hands of a liberal.
Mm.
We have been under a liberal in our White House for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
What good did it produce? Mm-hmm. You have Obamacare, where people are paying astronomical prices for health care. They were not, and they were lied to. lies. You're not able to keep your same doctor, et cetera, et cetera. We didn't want to believe that there were death panels, but there were. Okay. 8 years of that. That should have shown all of us that the ideology of a liberal in a high position is very dangerous. We had a president that went around and, you know, belittled America. And here it is, in these states, you put liberals in key positions again. I just don't know what to say.
I want to talk politics, but I also want to talk a little about human psychology a
yes.
little bit. Not that I'm an expert, not that I have a degree. I just want to, you know, I was just thinking about Trump's treatment in China. And that
totally
the
different.
Effect that he has had on the Middle East, like in Saudi Arabia, they've been purging some of the monarchy. I don't know if you've read about it or heard about it. Some of the princes of Saudi Arabia have been arrested because what they
yes.
want to do is return to a more moderate form of Islam. I just think that by Trump showing strength, he is telling the world we mean business. And by doing that, I think he has garnered a great deal of respect for this nation.
Right.
So they know we mean business. So I think just psychologically, you see the difference in how the Chinese have rolled out the red carpet for President Trump, how in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, now it's getting tense between Saudi Arabia and Iran, but Saudi Arabia has made a decision to move to a more moderate form of Islam. That might be a difficult thing because I don't think Islam is moderate. But it's the idea that an American president, and my opinion is the Trump effect, can have this effect because they know if they don't, if they produce more radicals who will blow up planes in the United States, it's all out war.
Yes.
The American president in office today, Trump, is not going to protect the Saudis like Bush did because
absolutely.
Out of the 19 hijackers on 9/11, 15 were from Saudi Arabia.
Absolutely.
What do
Most
we do?
Of them. Right.
What do we do? We did virtually
right.
nothing, in my humble opinion, and we flew some Saudi royals out of the United States right after 9/11. So I think this is a new day. They know they cannot do that. They cannot let that happen again because of the strength that this president has shown.
Thank God. Thank God.
Absolutely.
Strength, dignity, and honor.
Absolutely.
What a difference a day makes. What a difference when someone new is in the White House. We can be proud again. We can, you know, just be, when we look at our First Lady, look at not only how she looks, how she carries herself, but the wonderful things that she's doing. She's so concerned about children and you know, being around them and, you know, inspiring them. It's not about changing their lunches and you're not a nutritionalist.
Right, exactly.
What a big difference.
I thought it was interesting, too, that Trump's granddaughter, Arabelle, speaks Mandarin Chinese.
Right.
And she was able to impress the president of China.
Amen. Right.
So I thought that was very nice. So it seems like he is having a very successful trip. Now, you were watching something because he's in Vietnam.
Oh,
do you
yes.
want to share that?
Yes. They were having, what is it, the 25th APEC Economic Leaders Week. That was being held in Da Nang, Vietnam. And I was watching the whole gala dinner and how, you know, it was just so beautiful and the, you know, the different dancers and musicians that were entertaining them. It was so serene and it was so beautiful. And there were, you know, I didn't pick up any sexual undertones and, you know, the women weren't gyrating all over the place. There was a level of dignity and class that we need to really follow those examples because, you know, our society has become so sexualized that sometimes it's disgusting. So it was very peaceful, very, very serene. I don't know about President. He got up before the last performance. So I don't know, you know. I mean, it was different.
Maybe he would. You think it's boring to him or something?
I think this was new to him.
Mm, okay.
You know, I mean, I was trying to read the expression on his face, you know. I mean, it was just very interesting. And it was very different from what we usually see in America.
Got it.
And this was in Vietnam, as I said. And, you know, I mean, and, you know, Valamir, help me pronounce his name. Vladimir Putin was there.
Vladimir Putin. Right.
That's right. And, you know, he looks like an interesting character. He looks like he's rather short, but he looked like he was intensely trying to understand the dancing. And even when the president of Vietnam, I think it was, who spoke, you know, he was very attentive to everything that was going on. So I enjoyed it. It was about 45 or more minutes, and I just sat there and just feasted upon the beauty of the different colors and the coordination and the unique instruments, you know, but the music was serene and calming.
You know, Vietnam, from what I understand, is a beautiful country. Obviously got ravaged during the Vietnam War.
Yes, yes.
That's a whole war that we could spend probably two or three shows talking about. It was kind of disastrous for the United States in our attempt to stymie the growth of communism. But nevertheless, I'm glad that the president is having a great trip in Asia.
Yes.
And that he's putting America first in these trade deals. That's very important.
That's right.
China is a very, very important trading partner with us. Obviously, they seem to benefit more than we do, because just about everything we pick up, whether we go to Walmart, the dollar store, those places, almost everything says made in China. So, but I'm glad he's having a successful trip, and I pray that he gets back here safely.
Amen.
And in one piece.
And what I like about it, when he gave his speech, he just, he didn't forget about his motto, America First. And he let all of them know that this is his topic. This is what he believes in. America first. He wants to look out for the best interest of America first.
Absolutely. And what I like too, I mean, yeah, absolutely. And I think that Melania is doing such a great job First Lady, a lot of class and dignity.
Absolutely.
So I really appreciate that.
You know, I can say for the first time in many years, I'm finally proud of the First Lady of the United States. Because, you know, I think about the former First Lady. For the first time in my life, I'm proud of my country, because her husband, who was a community organizer, no experience, a leftist, a follower of Saul Alinsky. When he was nominated and then became president, I mean, that's when she found some pride in America. So I'm finding pride in America with this First Lady, because she's classy. And not only is she beautiful on the outside, but her spirit is so calming and so beautiful. I believe she sincerely loves this country, unlike what we've just gotten through.
I want to move on. I want to go back. I mean, there's a lot of politics going on. Some accusations being thrown against Judge Roy Moore of Alabama.
Absolutely.
But these accusations seem to be pretty shady.
Unproven.
And unproven. And his accuser is reportedly a supporter of Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
So that should tell us a lot about the veracity and the integrity, in my humble opinion, of his accuser. She has a political motive to try to stop Judge Moore from becoming the next United States Senator from Alabama. But a lot of these sex allegations are going around from Hollywood and this and that, from the news media. And it's like they're trying to pull Judge Roy Moore into the swamp of allegations of sexual misconduct. Now, reportedly, the Washington Post is trying to do this hit job on Judge Roy Moore to stop him, because he is conservative. So what are your thoughts on that, very briefly?
My thoughts on that, and from what I've been reading, most of Judge Moore's supporters are sticking with him.
Good.
You know, these allegations, we have to expect them from the left. And it's they'll go as low as, they'll go lower than you can even imagine how low they'll go. I have a friend of mine who ran for commissioner in Missouri. And they put out on him that he was a wife beater. Now, if you ever met his wife, Vicky, and she wears those cowboy boots like no other woman I've ever seen, I don't think she would even allow that. But they lied on him because he's a conservative.
Right.
So it's not surprising that they're going to say when he was 30 years old, he was trying to run after little 15-year-old girls. That's, give us proof.
Right.
And they don't have the proof.
Right.
And there's such a thing as, we elected George Bush, who was an alcoholic. He put that away. That's why we voted for him. You understand what I mean? So, you know, we all have skeletons in our closet, but I don't believe it. Mm-hmm. They don't have any proof. They're making these allegations, but I'm very proud of his supporters there in Alabama who are not going to be trained by the media to hate someone who's done nothing wrong to them or this country. We need more Judge Roy Moores in office. We need them in these states that keep electing these liberals. We need them to get back on track.
Well, that's true. And one of the reasons people don't go into politics is because of
it's dirty.
Because of this, you know, being accused of sexually assaulting or approaching a teenage girl. And it apparently, based on what we know so far, it is not true. But in politics, it gets very personal. It gets very dirty.
It does.
And your political enemies, particularly if you're conservative, they will try to destroy your life.
And look what they did to even Bernie Sanders, who's a socialist and all of that. They tried to start bringing up things on him that were untrue and highlighting what religion he was, if he had any religion. You know, they're dirty. It's a dirty game.
That's true. Now, I want to touch on Donna Brazile once again. We spoke about her last week, former interim chair of the Democratic National Committee. Very powerful woman in the Democratic side of politics. African-American. She said she first got into politics when she was 9 years old. So she has a long history with
very
the Democratic
long history.
Party. For her to say what she said, her book Hacks, her book has come out. And what she said about Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary Clinton, very striking this because Democrats generally do not turn
no,
on
they
each
don't.
Other.
They don't.
What are your thoughts? I mean, and I think you were the one who told me that Donna Brazile has had to hire bodyguards.
I just read that she feared for her life and that she was installing cameras in her house and, you know, closing her blinds to make sure, you know, no sniper was able to.
Serious?
Yeah, that's what I read. That's what I read, that she wanted to make sure she was not in the line of a sniper.
Wow.
Because, you know, many people mysteriously have died and, you know, who are affiliated with the Clinton camp.
Mm.
And that goes way back when.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do I think? You know, I've always, when I was a devoted Democrat, I thought it was marvelous that this black woman, you know, had such high esteem in this party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I, you know, matured, I became disenfranchised with the Democratic Party because I noticed that they were becoming very godless. And I really don't even, I am a registered Democrat, but I don't wear that title proudly.
Mm.
I don't. And I very seldom vote for Democrats. You know, I vote according to character, who I think has the best character. I'm happy that she's doing what she's doing. She may have had an epiphany. She said she put on some gospel music, et cetera, before she called Bernie Sanders. And I hope that gospel music, you know, told her to repent.
Right.
And maybe this has something to do with it, that she wants a clean slate. Because, I mean, she's an expert at what she does. You know, when Clinton was caught, you know, basically with his pants down, she circled the wagon to cover him, too. So she's a professional at what she does. And I'm just glad that she is such a... has accomplished so much in her life. I believe it's on the wrong side with the wrong kind of people.
Right.
But I'm glad that now she's reached a point that she's exposing some of these things that maybe some of the people in these liberal states in particular will wake up and smell and see and taste the truth. That liberal ideology is damaging to persons, to people, and to our nation. So I'm glad she's doing this, and I hope that it will have some good effects.
Yeah, I think Donna Brazile's book is really, it's caused a lot of turmoil within the Democratic ranks, but I think it's also going to open some eyes.
I hope it does.
And how the Democratic National Committee, which is supposed to remain neutral, apparently colluded with Hillary Clinton's campaign. Because they're supposed to be neutral to vet all the candidates for president on the Democratic side. And apparently they just threw in with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. person, and they were not supposed to do that. That was unethical. So she may have had an epiphany. She may have realized, listen, when I die, I'm not going to be answering to Hillary or Bill Clinton or to Barack Obama. I'm going to be answering to God. I'm going to be answering to Yeshua. So maybe this was an epiphany. I know people put in sensational things to sell books, but Democrats typically do not turn on other Democrats.
No, they don't.
For her to do that is significant.
And, you know, it's...
Okay, yeah, we're going to a break, and we'll be right back.
All right, stay tuned.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Here we are, back with you again. on Our Urban Story. Let me start off by giving you the call-in number, 973-925-4559. Call in, let your voice be heard, and let your opinion be known. Miss Diamond, what do you have to say?
Well, there's a lot to say, but I was thinking about the urban areas that have been impacted by liberal policies and why they simply do not work.
Okay.
We can talk about Detroit. We could talk about Newark and other areas.
Absolutely.
And why don't liberal policies work? There are multiple reasons why they don't work. One of which is you need people to pay taxes.
Absolutely.
And to get the tax base that you need to support these areas like Patterson and New Brunswick, and I can go
New
on
Jersey,
and on.
Irvington, Harlem.
Irvington, yes. Harlem. You need a tax base to support good educational system, to support sanitation and what you need to live in a city. And if too many people are on public assistance, you don't have the support you need to improve these areas. You know, the government, this nation wasn't built on a system of just handing things to
Absolutely.
People. This nation was built on industriousness, being industrious and working and building, being creative and selling their products and their ideas on the free market space. So when you have this ideology that preaches or teaches that you're owed something.
Yeah, entitlement.
The entitlement.
Yes.
It's bringing the whole area down. And you know, the late great Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Margaret Thatcher, what she said of socialism is that you eventually run out of other people's money. Somebody, you need people to be working in order to support a Detroit, in order to support a Newark, a Patterson, and these different areas. It can't always be government handout. So liberal policies, because they continuously promote socialism and a harder form of that is communism. That's why you don't see a lot of growth in these urban areas, organic growth from within. It usually, like even for like the city of Newark, you need outside people to come into these areas, the incentive being tax breaks, to help
yes,
improve
them.
Yes,
that's correct. That's right.
It's not homegrown because too many black people have been taught sometimes from the pulpit that socialism is more acceptable than capitalism. With socialism, you get a Venezuela. With socialism, the government owns different industries. And if the government is setting the price, there's no challenge, there's no competition, and we all suffer in the end. And so when you're preaching in the urban areas that you're owed something, and too many people think they're owed something, then you have fewer people working and earning something. And when you work and earn and you pay your taxes, that's how these metropolitan areas can flourish. Your thoughts, Barbara?
Well, let me read something from Winston Churchill on socialism. Socialism is one of the oldest and most often expounded delusions and fallacies which this world has ever seen afflicted by. It consists not merely in a general leveling of mankind, but in keeping them level once they have been beaten down.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that sinks in. I didn't read it perfectly, but I hope that sinks in. And most of these liberals who run inner city dwellings mm-hmm. believe in socialism.
Right.
They believe that you are entitled.
Right, exactly.
And that's why they're always beating the keep slavery alive drumbeat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They want you to feel what you've never even experienced.
Right.
So that you will be consumed by hate and also saturated in the marinade of you're entitled because of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, that also brings me to another point that I discovered recently that Dr. Ben Carson's mother passed away on November the 7th. And this is a poem that he said that she drilled into them. And the title of this poem is Yourself to Blame, by Mame White Miller. If things go bad for you and make you a bit ashamed, often you will find out that You have yourself to blame. Swiftly we ran to mischief, and then the bad luck came. Why do we fault others? We have ourselves to blame. I'm going to stop there because, you know, well, I can read the rest. Whatever happens to me is what we, here is what we say. Had it not been for so-and-so, things wouldn't have gone that way. And if you are short of friends, I'll tell you what to do. Make an examination. You'll find the faults in you. You are the captain of your ship, so agree with the same. If you travel downward, you have yourself to blame. You see, this is a poem that the liberals don't want you to hear. Because they want you to blame someone else for whatever's gone wrong in your life. And that's how they have trained many city dwellers to think. And that's what keeps them in office and in power. Because they're always saying, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to make sure you have that. They don't say, we're going to create some jobs. We're going to give some training where we don't have to have everything made in another country, that you'll learn how to make some things right here, and they will be better than what's imported in. But they don't want that, because then they'll feel that they won't be able to stay in power and control other people's lives.
Well, no, that's that. That thank you for that. I've heard that Ben Carson's mother really believes in that poem, and
yes,
and I think it has some truth in it. But in real life, sometimes it is another person's fault, particularly if you have bad parents, bad teachers who are not helping you. But the gist of the poem is do a self-examination and focus.
That's
and
correct.
I think, although it's written at a personal level, a micro level, I think that poem could also apply to the larger community, particularly the African-American community.
Very much so.
It's so easy to blame white people. It's so easy to blame other people, but too many in the African-American community are not prepared to face the world.
No.
They're not getting a decent basic education.
No.
They don't speak proper grammar. They don't know how to write proper English. And this is why they're failing exams. They think that the way they speak at home with their friends in Red Hook, Brooklyn is the way they're supposed to speak at a job interview. And it's not. Now, and I think that's an important poem to keep in mind that
right.
Because I find that we are often our own worst enemy.
I know that's the truth.
I mean, people can do things to you and the world is not easy to navigate, but we need to do a really good self-examination. I think that's very important, just transferring that over to just daily life. And I think you're absolutely right. Too many liberal politicians want to say, oh, we'll help you, we'll carry you, it's not your fault, you're descendants of slaves. But if we continue to blame other people, we're never going to get at the root of the problem. The root of the problem in the African American community is the breakdown of the family.
Absolutely, I totally agree.
Out of that breakdown has come so many issues.
Yes.
Issues of crime, sexual promiscuity, the lack or the not taking education seriously, the lack of a work ethic. A lot of problems stem from that root cause of the broken family, and it goes even deeper.
Yes, it does.
The broken family is tied to a lack of connection to the true and living God.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what I truly believe.
Well, you know, most liberals don't want you to even mention God, that's how it goes. But at any rate, you know, I think we need to think about how we vote. Talk to people about how they're voting and why they're voting the way that they vote. We have to break the cycle. And it has to start with us. You know, we don't control our parents and the things that have happened to us in childhood. But we have to learn through self-examination that those things did happen. Now, are they going to be a hindrance to you making progress? Or are they going to be a bridge of strength? One way or the other, they will affect you. We know that. But if we use that as a bridge of strength, we can tell another child who's facing similar disadvantages, listen, if I can make it, you could make it. We can't change the past, but we don't have to live in it.
No, that's an excellent point, Barbara. And I think that's very important. I just want to Well, one of the things I want to say, because we're talking about this attraction of some in America who are attracted to socialism. It's easy to be attracted to socialism and communism while you're living in the safety of the United States.
Right.
Think about the people in Venezuela. Venezuela was once, from what I understand, one of the most prosperous countries in Central America, South America, actually. And under, his name escapes me off the top of my head, I will come to me. He destroyed Venezuela by adopting
yes.
communism, basically socialism. Hugo Chavez,
right.
who is now deceased. His family made out of like a bandit, and that usually happens in corrupt countries. The family of the dictator benefits while the average person suffers.
Tremendously.
In Venezuela, I mean, they're near starvation in some areas, and I feel very badly for Venezuela. When the government takes over, and they take over industries, and they insist on running it one way, and you don't allow the people who know the industry to run it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you get. Now, China is a communist country. Why has China thrived to a certain extent? It is not as strong as the United States economically, because China had to move from a strict communist country and open up to capitalism. That's
Absolutely.
What caused China to flourish.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Winston Churchill also said, there are two places only where socialism will work. In heaven, where it is not needed, and in hell, where they already have it.
Mm. Right, exactly.
Just throw that in.
Because one of the things that we need to remember is that this country cannot guarantee results.
No.
It can only guarantee equal opportunity.
That's correct.
Any country that says we will guarantee results is a country that has to be run by a dictator. It's not a free open country, because people have different talents. They have different gifts. So you cannot guarantee results, because I may have a gift you may not have. And
That's
you
right.
may possess three or four gifts that I do not have. So we can't just put people in boxes like they used to do. In China, you have a young girl who looks like she's good in gymnastics. She's told you're gonna participate in the Olympics. Someone else is told you're gonna be a plumber. The government was making those decisions for the people of China. We don't want that in the United States. But
Absolutely.
You have liberals in key positions in academia who push socialism. But the thing for them is they're getting a $200,000 paycheck. They live in a nice townhouse. They're not living under socialism while they're preaching that it's more admirable than capitalism.
That's another thing about liberalism. It's hypocritical. They say one thing, do one thing, another thing. You know, but can I just change the tone a little
sure,
bit?
Sure.
I just wanted to mention something that I didn't see in the newspapers, that Nogales, Arizona, because of the new administration that's in the White House, mm-hmm. we have wire mesh that's been put up, closing the gaps to prevent people from Mexico putting things through the gap, contraband through the gap, you know, drugs and all of that. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's noteworthy. I thought that mm-hmm. deserved mention, mm-hmm. mentioning. And we have to, you know, be thankful that we have a president who not only said he was concerned about border protection and, you know, fixing our border and that wall, mm-hmm. you know, we have a president who's trying to live up to his word.
Right. Exactly.
Another thing I wanted to mention, that it seems like I saw on I don't know what report it was, mm-hmm. but mounting GOP retirements threaten House majority.
Wow.
So all of you listening to the sound of our feeble voices, make sure you talk to your friends, your neighbors, and even those who aren't so nice, mm-hmm. that we have to keep a GOP, a Republican majority in the House as well as in the Senate. Mm-hmm. You know, and not to say that they're perfect. No right. one's perfect.
Right.
But one thing about it, at least they're not pushing a godless agenda.
Absolutely not. I was just looking at Breitbart.com. Thank you for that.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, Judge Roy Moore got a multiple standing ovations at a Veterans Day event. And I think his support is solid in Alabama.
Yes, yes.
As we're coming up on this special election.
Thank God.
And it's to replace Jeff Sessions, who was the U.S. Senator from Alabama. Now he's the United States Attorney General. Now, Trump said something about, you know, Jeff Sessions, but I think he needs to lay off the Attorney General because Jeff Sessions right now at this point has not launched an investigation into the Uranium One deal that was struck under the Obama administration.
What did he recuse himself of?
From the investigation into the allegations about the Russian involvement during the 2016 election.
Okay.
That's
all
my
right.
understanding.
Okay.
So far, it doesn't look like Mueller, the special investigator, is coming up with much based on what I'm seeing.
No.
There isn't much there. I mean, Paul Manafort, who worked at one point for the Trump campaign, he's been indicted, but I don't see anything really solid coming out of
it. But it has nothing to do with Russia. That's on money laundering. Him and his associate, you know, have, but it's money laundering. It's nothing to do with, you know, colluding with,
right.
or, you know, with Russia.
Right. But I just want to go back very quickly to what we were talking about earlier, because I think it's important for, and as African-American women, we've seen it most of our lives, but we think it's important for black people to start thinking for themselves, not get caught up in groupthink, and not automatically vote for Democrats. The party policies have really hurt urban areas like Detroit. You can't keep promising people pensions, and that's what broke Detroit, to be honest. The unions overpaying people, they moved the car companies down to Mexico, and promising people they're going to be on Social Security, on this or that, without revenue coming in. It is not a sustainable model. It does not work.
The
government can't keep taking care of people without folks working and putting in their fair share.
Well, you know, I think you're right. You know, since we are black women and, you know, we know a lot about the black problem. But you know what? I think this is an American problem because we have those of other ethnicities who have been programmed via the media or whatever and then family tradition to vote one way. They have never in their life deviated from voting one way.
Right.
Now, I pray that those people, if they're listening to us, or if you know someone that you can tell them, ask them, have they ever had any doubt about voting the one way that they vote?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have they ever considered the character of that person that they're voting for, or do they just consider the D? And if they just consider the D attached to their name, that means that that person has been programmed by the media and by family members, by community residents, to just vote one way.
Right, exactly.
We need people who are free-thinking individuals. Voting is an extreme privilege, and it should not be entered into, just like marriage, should not be entered into lightly. You need to really do your due diligence to find the best candidate who is going to make America prosper, help America prosper, and help America stay on the path of righteousness, because it was God's grace that blessed us as much as we have been blessed.
Absolutely.
So we want to push on this program the fact that we need to start doing some deep thinking. We need to do some introspection and some reflection and just spend time with ourselves. And saying, have I been trained by the media to hate someone just because they have an R attached to their name and always vote for people just because of the D? Are you just a DR robot? Think about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we're very blessed in this country. We've said that so many times. And here on Veterans Day, we really just want to thank all the veterans, as we did at the top of the show, for their service to this country.
Amen.
We no longer have the draft. I think after the Vietnam War, it became very, very controversial.
Right.
Because what was discovered, I think, and maybe the media pushed this narrative, is that many from urban areas and rural areas were being recruited, but those whose families were connected to Princeton, Harvard, to Wall Street, they were spared the experience of Vietnam. Vietnam just, it's a war that kind of haunts us a little bit. But those are the veterans, and I thank God we have a wonderful Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington.
Amen.
Korean War veteran, that's Korean War is considered the forgotten war because it happened so close after World War II. The Korean War happened in 1953.
Right.
And then we had, of course, the Vietnam War in the 60s. It started under President Kennedy. We started going into Vietnam, and then it escalated under President Lyndon B. Baines Johnson, and then President Nixon.
Yes.
But the fact that men and women are willing to put their lives on the line for
Absolutely.
This country, women more recently into, but the women, you know, I have to correct that. Women have played a part in our military
for a long time,
for many years,
since our history.
As nurses.
That's true.
Being right there to
spies.
As spies. Harriet Tubman
Amen.
Was a spy during the Civil War. Absolutely.
That's correct. That's
so
correct.
Not only did Harriet Tubman, may God rest her soul, help to rescue slaves, but she also served as a spy for the Yankee soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a lot of brave men and women, and that's what built this country. Being lazy, relying on the government, waiting for handouts. That is not what has made this country great. And I don't think that's being taught. In some places it is. I don't want to be melodramatic, but too many professors are not teaching the greatness of this country. We didn't just wait for handouts. We made it happen. We built it. We built it. You know, we were in St. Louis. You were mentioning your friend who ran for city council in Missouri.
Commissioner.
And there's an arch, as most of you know, in St. Louis, Missouri. And that arch was it symbolized the entrance, a gateway to the West.
That's correct.
Because remember, the eastern part of the United States was developed first because the Plymouth, the Maria, the different ships.
Yes,
and,
yes,
you know,
yes,
they landed
yes, yes.
in like New Hampshire,
right,
and Massachusetts,
right.
that what we call New England.
And they're the first ones who went liberal.
Yeah, unfortunately. And the main port for slaves, if I'm not mistaken, one of the first port for slaves was in Virginia.
Yes.
Where some of my relatives are, and they still
and even in Atlanta
slaves.
They used to have a big slave market.
Right.
Right.
And then we made our way to the West. America has always
yes.
been a go-getter type of country. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps, and that's what gives capitalism. Now, I agree with Steve Bannon, editor of Breitbart. You have some capitalists, like, you know, the chairman of Facebook, Zuckerberg, who want cheap labor. And on the Democratic side, they just want easy voters because they think they can manipulate people from third world countries and there'll be another voting block.
That's why they want the open borders.
That's why they want the open border. They want another voting block
Absolutely.
For Democrats. And then you have capitalists who don't care about the American people, like Mark Zuckerberg for Facebook. Maybe I shouldn't say he doesn't care.
What about Microsoft, Bill Gates?
Bill Gates, they want cheap labor. That's why this
Absolutely.
H-1B visa and many of us didn't pay. I know I didn't pay attention to it. But you got the impression of these Indian people doing iTech, they were so much better and smarter.
And that was
a
lie.
American workers, it's a lie. They have brought over the Indians and some Chinese to do the IT work because instead of paying an American $80,000, you could pay the guy from India $50,000 or $60,000.
That's correct.
It's just about getting cheaper labor.
That's correct.
So we don't really want that. We believe in capitalism, but we should put America first because most of these countries, they got their start in the United States. Apple was started in a garage by Steve Jobs, who's now deceased, and I forget the gentleman, Tim Cook, who now is the chairman. It started in their garage in California. Americans made these guys multimillionaires. Then they became global empires.
Working Americans.
Exactly.
Working Americans took part of their paycheck and helped make them rich. And now
Absolutely.
They're abandoning the same people
yep.
that made them prosperous. And that is wrong.
Companies.
And particularly yeah. Bill Gates, because he was pushing very strongly yeah. for more H-1B workers.
People like Bill Gates, he started when in Seattle, right?
Yes.
Twitter, San Francisco,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Google, I'm not sure where Google started, but in that area. So they got their wealth from us. They went global.
Absolutely.
And they've forgotten the American people. Barbara,
absolutely,
please close us out on this special
Veterans
Day. Well,
I want all of us to do some very serious thinking about how we vote, why we vote. And if we have been trained by the media to vote one way, it's time for that self-examination to take place. Because no club, no party should be more important than the prosperity and the blessings of America. And we don't get that by turning our backs on God, by not, you know, by trying to eliminate every good thing that's made America great. God bless all of you, and God bless our veterans on this Veterans Day. Tune in again next Saturday to Our Urban.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free, 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now.